Welcome to the Kate Languages podcast. I'm your host, Kate Clifton. I'm a former MFL teacher who left the classroom in 2017 to set off on my own adventure. Since then, I've developed my passion for helping teachers through creating time-saving teaching resources, delivering language lessons and CPD to languages teachers, and of course, through this podcast. I've had some wonderful feedback from teachers about how my work is helping them with their everyday teaching, and I love connecting with teachers from all over the world. To get in touch, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm at Kate Languages on both. Or you can email me through my website, katelanguages.co.uk. But for now, grab a cuppa, although maybe not if you're listening in the car. Sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of the Kate Languages podcast. Hi, how are you? I hope you're well and enjoying this season of the Kate Languages podcast. This is season 7, episode 4, and today I'm going to be sharing an update about the new GCSE. So last May, I released an episode with a bit more detail than I'm going to give today about the differences between the new exams and the current specification. So when I'm talking about current specification, I mean first teaching 2016 and first exams 2018. And the new GCSE is first teaching September 2024. So not long to go now. And first exams June 2026. Okay, so just to clear up any confusion, and for anybody who's listening to this in the future, and there's probably going to be another new GCSE at some point in a few years. So that's what I mean by current specification is a 2018 and new specification is 26. Okay. So yeah, so I'm going to give you a bit of an update from last year's episode. If you need a bit more detail about what the actual exams entail, then I would pause this episode now, go back and listen to that one. So it was season 4, episode 6 from May 2023. And that just gives you a bit more detail about what the different exams entail and things like that. If you want to go in much, much, much more depth, I have been doing an online workshop series this year. The first one I did in September 2023 goes into lots and lots and lots of depth. And there are screenshots and all sorts of things like that, which, yeah, give you information about the exams in a lot more detail. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes for you. And yeah, I'm going to be doing the third in that series on the 22nd of June 2024. So if you listen to this when it comes out, you've still got time to sign up to that. I'll talk about that a bit more at the end of this episode. Okay, so I'm going to talk about three different things in this updated new GCSE episode. Firstly, basically that I don't think it's as different as we had feared. And yeah, just really in a nutshell, how you can adapt everything you're doing at the moment. Secondly, I've had a little look at the samples of the new textbook. So I will talk you through those a little bit. And then thirdly, what you can be doing with Key Stage 3, just to get yourselves prepared for teaching the new GCSE. Okay. So first of all, as I said, I really actually don't think that this new specification is quite as different as I certainly had feared when I first heard about it. So, yeah, I remember when I first heard about the prescribed vocab list and I just thought, what is that? What does that mean? The thing is, both exam boards, AQA and EdExcel, and I've got to say, at the time of recording in April 2024, Educast still has not been accredited. So I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, so I can only talk about AQA and EdExcel at the moment. So the prescribed vocab list at first glance does look impenetrable and weird and scary and awful. When you start working with it a bit more, and then you see on the exam board websites and on the specifications that actually they have broken the vocabulary down into topics. And they are basically the same topics that you have been teaching forever, with the addition of things like celebrity culture. I think they're trying to make it more relevant to young people. My concern, I've got to admit, my concern with that being a woman in her 40s is like, I'm so out of touch with celebrity culture that I think it could be a little bit cringe. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know. Good luck teaching that one. But even when I've been creating resources, so I've done some writing resources and I've done some dictations, actually incorporating a little bit about celebrity culture isn't that hard. And looking at, I mean, I think for one of the photo cards, I've got a picture of a woman with like paparazzi, you know, and it's quite simple to create a few sentences to say like, here is a woman. I think she is famous. There are some photographers. So yeah, I think we can get away with that one. I think that should be fine. But yeah, so in terms of the vocabulary, I mean, grammar is grammar. I actually quite like the way it's a bit more prescribed. I can actually talk about this now because it's online. Woohoo! So I did a little bit of the BBC Bite Size French grammar. I wrote some of the content for the updated 2026 French grammar BBC Bite Size. And I have to say, I actually found it quite good that it is so prescriptive and it really tells you like what you need to learn and as a teacher, what you need to be teaching. So I think that is a really positive thing. And yeah, just splitting it all up into the topics. In the second of my online workshop series, I did actually set out a possible program of study. So possible sequences of topics for AQA and at Excel, and then the sequence of grammar that fits in with those topics. So if that's something that you're interested in, again, there's a link in the show notes to actually get hold of my online workshop series. Obviously, you've missed it live, but you can access it and watch it back in your own time and have a little look at the PowerPoints and stuff like that, if that might be useful for you. So I think the main differences in terms of the exams are the dictations, the read aloud task in the speaking exam, the fact that one of the assessment objectives is really purely based on phonics or sound symbol correspondences, so SSCs, as they are calling them. And yeah, the speaking exam is a bit different. Like I say, there's a read aloud and two photos, and that's a bit more complicated. But as I say, I'm not going to go into loads of depth about the speaking exam at the moment. So focus on those dictations, read aloud and phonics. But honestly, pretty much everything else you're doing, I wouldn't really change too much. So, you know, listening and reading, just make sure all your questions are in English. But even then, like, do questions in the target language. It doesn't matter. It's all good practice. With the prescribed vocab list, just make sure that all of the vocab is included in your, you know, your vocab booklets, whatever you hand out to your students, sentence builders, things like that. Just double check if there's anything that you think, maybe that's not included, just pop it in, you know, and make sure you've got all your topics that you need to be teaching. But honestly, I wouldn't spend hours and hours and hours stressing out about it and reinventing the wheel. One last thing that I do want to say, actually, is that I do offer a service to audit programs of study, schemes of work, programs of learning, whatever you call them. And I can either do that online or I can come into your school and work with you for a day and do that. So I can audit schemes of work and assessments, which I have been told is a very useful service, and people are making the most of that. So let me know. That my spaces to do that are really, really, really limited. So yeah, get in touch through my website, or you can email me, or on my social media. There are lots of different ways of getting in touch with me, and let me know if that's something that you might want to set up. Okay. So in a nutshell, it's not actually that different. Don't panic. Don't worry. Just tweak what you're doing now. And you will learn, like you are doing with the current specification, I'm sure. You will learn over the coming years what you can get rid of from the current spec, what you need to include, what you maybe need a bit more focus on. But don't panic and think you've got to get it all perfect by September. That's my main piece of advice today. Okay, secondly, the new textbooks. So there are free samples available, as in like PDFs. You can have a quick little look through. Again, in the second of my online workshop series, I did actually have some screenshots of the textbooks and we looked at the pages together and talked about the pros and cons. And there was really, really great engagement in that workshop, actually. So even if you weren't there, it is worth watching it back and listening to other people's thoughts and ideas as well, not just me rambling on. So yeah, I mean, I've got to say the textbooks look very similar to how textbooks have looked since I started teaching in, what was it, 2006, 2007? They just kind of, you know, tweak, adapt, update a little bit. So yeah, if you are a fan of textbooks and you usually use textbooks, then you're probably going to like them. From what I've seen so far, they're not hugely different to the current spec. So again, like if your budget doesn't allow it, or if you're just thinking, I can't get my head around a new textbook, honestly, I wouldn't worry too much about using the current spec textbooks for now and supplementing them with materials. I don't know, maybe from somebody like Kate Languages, for example, but supplementing them with materials that are more specifically designed for, as I was just saying, things like dictations, read aloud, things like that, phonics. Yeah, so it appears at the moment that the OUP textbooks, so Oxford University Press textbooks, are now in stock. So the higher and foundation French, German and Spanish, they are £26 per textbook, which makes you think, like, I really do sell everything far too cheap, don't I? Anyway, £26 per textbook. And Caboodle is £375 plus VAT per year. So I'm pretty sure that's similar to what it always has been. Pearson have not yet published their textbooks. They are due to be published in June 2024. So not too long to wait. And they are £28.99 per textbook. And there is a 35% off discount until the end of September. So if you go on their website, there is a discount code. I don't get any commission from these people, by the way. I just thought I would let you know what I found out. These are the textbooks and that's how much they cost. So yeah, like I say, if you are the kind of school that is using textbooks already, then it's definitely worth having a look at them. But I don't think you would go too far wrong just adapting what you are currently doing. The third thing I wanted to talk about is what you're going to do with Key Stage 3. So there are, I think, two schools of thought. Either Key Stage 3 is just preparation for GCSE and you start with all the GCSE stuff in Key Stage 3 and you basically build it up for 5 years to the GCSE. The other school of thought, and I have to say, I am moving more towards this, maybe because I've been out of the classroom for a while and I'm like getting all idealistic. I don't know, but I really think that this new GCSE actually really opens up your Key Stage 3 curriculum. And I've said this to quite a lot of people over the past few months. The more I'm learning about the new GCSE, the more I just think, look, you only have to teach them 1,200 words for foundation or 1,700 words for higher. Like, that's not a huge number of words. And the GCSE specification assumes no prior knowledge. So technically, you can teach it just in year 10 and 11 from scratch, which to me massively opens up your Key Stage 3 curriculum. Why not take the opportunity to do more fun, exciting, creative things in Key Stage 3? Do you still have to follow a textbook that is going to teach children how to describe their hair and eyes and talk about their school and talk about their hobbies and talk about, I don't even know, like all the normal topics that you do with Key Stage 3? Do you have to do that anymore? Can you open up the Key Stage 3 curriculum to embed more cultures? I did talk about this a little bit in my Q&A episode at the beginning of this series. So if you haven't listened to that one, it's season 7, episode 1. And I did talk a little bit about culture and things like that and how to embed it from Key Stage 3. But I just wanted to go into a bit more depth about that now. So yeah, embedding almost kind of like projects or cultural work or things that will really engage the students, stuff that is more relevant to their lives. So what are they interested in? What do they actually really want to learn about? Who do they want to learn about? Do they want to actually do a short story and work through that with you? Now, I know that sounds really, really, really hard and you're thinking, but they don't know any language in year 7. Or, you know, they might know a little bit from what they've done at primary school or whatever. But I really, really think it's possible to do, you know, poems, short stories, children's stories. There's so much scope and there's so much interesting stuff available out there. And yeah, maybe it's because I've been out of the classroom for a while and I've taken a step back and I look out there at what other people are doing, maybe in other countries or in the world of English language teaching or whatever. And I just think, do we have to be constrained by preparing Key Stage 3 students for GCSE? I'm just going to leave that question there. So please let me know your thoughts on that, because I'd be really, really interested to know, is this a general trend that people are actually moving away from simply using Key Stage 3 as preparation for GCSE? Or are you still really, really focused on GCSE and how to embed all of the GCSE skills and all the topics and stuff like that right from year seven? The one thing I would say, but this is because I am now massively on board with phonics, is that I would be doing phonics right from the start of year seven. And if any primary school teachers ever listen to this as well, do your phonics from Key Stage 2 or Key Stage 1, whenever they actually start learning foreign languages and start learning how to read and write them. I really, really think it's really important to actually have that. And again, it needs to be embedded. It's not an add-on. It's not an extra. If you want to know more of my ideas about teaching phonics, there is an episode of the Kate Languages podcast all about teaching phonics. It is season 5, episode 6. And I've also done an online workshop about teaching phonics. And I will let you know now, I'm going to be doing another one later this year, but I have not ironed out all the details, so I can't tell you any more, but keep your eyes and ears out for that one if you're interested in learning more about how to teach phonics in MFL. Okay, so they're my three kind of main takeaways from almost a year of learning about the new GCSE, reading all about the new GCSE, delivering workshops to people, going into people's schools, chatting to teachers, and getting lots and lots of other people's thoughts and feedback and things like that as well. So as I've mentioned before, I am doing an online workshop series because I realise that people's ideas and thoughts and everything will be evolving throughout this academic year. So this academic year being 2023 to 2024, I've already done two of them. If you sign up now for the third one, you will get access to the first and second one as like the recordings, and you can watch them back whenever you want to and have a look at the PowerPoints and stuff. And then you can come along to the third one on the 22nd of June. So Saturday, the 22nd of June, 2024. If you're listening to this well in the future, then... Well, I mean, I don't know how far in the future you might want to be listening to this, but if you're listening to this after June the 22nd, 2024, and you would still like access to those and you would like some ongoing support, I'm going to be telling everybody a lot more about this in June, but I will tell you now a little sneak peek, a little preview of what's going to be going on. I'm going to be running a kind of an online membership support group, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but basically working with teachers on a monthly basis to help you to feel prepared. And as you start teaching the new GCSE in September 2024, and going forward and actually starting to do your mocks and exams and things like that over the course of the next couple of academic years, I am going to be holding your hands a little bit and coming along with you. So it's going to be a monthly membership. In a nutshell, it's going to be £15 a month. So again, really super, super cheap. £15 a month. You will get support probably via a private Facebook group, possibly a WhatsApp group as well. We're going to see, I'll see if people are happy to kind of share their phone numbers and to have a WhatsApp group. There'll be a monthly Zoom call where you can connect with other teachers, see what other people are doing, just as we've been doing with the online workshop series this year, but on a monthly basis. And really, as you start teaching it, really getting into it and just discuss how you're getting on and supporting each other. I will be sharing some resources in the private Facebook group, for example, and encouraging members of the group to share some of their lessons and resources and what's working well and what they need to help with and things like that. So, like I said, it's a bit of an MFL new GCSE support group. And I'm really hoping that lots of the people who've joined the online workshop series are going to continue and stay in that support group. And even if you haven't joined us this year because you've been so busy doing all the stuff with the current GCSE, but you're starting to panic and think, oh gosh, how am I going to actually do this for the new GCSE? Then you can come along and join the group. If you didn't join the live workshops this year and you join the support group, you will actually get access to the workshops as well. So if you want to sign up for the £15 membership, and yeah, you'll be able to actually watch the workshops back and things like that. So hopefully lots of people will come along to that. So as I say, I always love getting your feedback and things like that. Let me know how you are getting on with the new GCSE. I absolutely can't wait for the workshop in June, because the one that I ran in January was so amazing. Like, this is what kind of spurred me on to think about, setting up a support group, because the offers of support and solidarity and help and things like that from other teachers was just absolutely lovely. So I just kind of wanted to formalize it into a membership and a support group. So if you do hear this in time and you want to sign up and get a bit of that on the 22nd of June, then please do. And if you don't hear this on time, then sign up for the membership and come along and chat to us on Zoom and help and support each other. So anyway, next week's episode is a little bit different to what I normally do, but it was inspired by some of the questions for my Q&A episode, and also by chatting to quite a lot of people who are thinking about leaving teaching and wondering what to do. I'm actually going to be talking about running an education business. So I've been doing this for 7 years now. Yeah. And so I think I kind of know what I'm talking about a little bit. So yeah, make sure you subscribe so that episode will be on your device straight away. And I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kate Languages podcast. If you did, please think about leaving me a 5-star review. And you can also tag me on social media to let me know you've been listening and let me know your thoughts on the episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe so the next episode of the Kate Languages podcast can be delivered straight to your device as soon as it's released. But until then, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, adios, bye.